In the name of the Father, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Please be seated. So, Rebecca is not back in here yet, is she? Rebecca Broyles is doing coffee hour today. And sometimes we talk about that foretaste of the heavenly banquet. Okay? Let me tell you what, I've taken a look at it. You're going to want to go to coffee hour today. She had, and I joked about these earlier, these little mini cupcakes with Oreo sprinkles and little tiny Oreos stuck on top.
They're not real. Don't eat them.
I'll be the judge of that. Not today, Satan. Okay. I have a thing for Oreos. I try not to eat them because I love Oreos so much. It's a weakness of mine. I have several other weaknesses. Most of them are food, as if you couldn't have already told that by looking at me. I have a thing for, and this is probably proof that I'm from the South and was called to ordained ministry. I love fried chicken, okay? I love Jennifer's baking. She makes fantastic cookies. I have a lot of weaknesses for those sorts of things. I have a weakness for travel. I love to go out and I love to do those sorts of things. I have a lot of other weaknesses, which are not for polite company, and I won't necessarily share those. But, you know, we just got finished reading the Ten Commandments. We actually heard them twice. We read the Decalogue at the beginning of the service, and then we had the giving of the Ten Commandments as our Old Testament lesson. And as you look over that, I have not done all ten. I've done a couple of those. And I think that if we reflect on our lives, we can all say, yeah, those are the big ten, and we've ticked off a couple of them, okay? Some of them are related to our weaknesses. Some of them are related to personal issues that we may have. And sometimes we may not necessarily be proud of some of those things that we have done or some of the weaknesses that we have. And when I think back on some of those weaknesses, some of those things that I should not have done but did anyway, some of those times whenever I failed to demonstrate love properly, I think to myself, you know, can I forgive myself? Can someone ever forgive me? Can God forgive this? And I think back to human logic, which is what Paul was talking about today in our New Testament lesson. Human logic says, sometimes, whenever we screw up, I'm paraphrasing, breaking this down, it's pretty bad. And it would be foolishness to think that we could be forgiven in the way that we have been by our God and our Creator. It is foolishness to think that people who are so screwed up, and let's face it, humanity, we're not the brightest bulbs on the Christmas tree, okay? We have a tendency to not only screw up, but repeatedly do it, hit rock bottom and proceed to blast, okay? People are creatures that are broken. We are broken. We don't operate as we should. We don't love like we should. We don't make this world the place that it ought to be. We all fall short of the glory of God, to quote Scripture. We all fall short of the glory of God. So why is it that our Creator would step in to the midst of humanity and say, I'm going to fix this. I'm going to create the scenario where you can see that you are loved, know that you are loved, experience that love, and little by little, this broken creation can be made new. What would cause that? Because it's foolish to think that divine perfection would ever enter in to humanity or, quite frankly, deal with us. That's what Paul was writing about. We're so screwed up, Why would God bother to fool with us? Here's the deal. My weakness, Oreos, pork products, scotch, maybe. But we don't often think about God as having a weakness. But you know what? God does. God has one weakness. It's you. It's us. God loves us so much and so unconditionally, it's hard to fathom it. It's hard to imagine how much God loves us. How much God is willing to break in through the creation. Enter into this darkness that humanity has created. Shine a little light. Show us that love and appreciation. You get it? We're God's Oreos. We're God's Oreos. God loves us that much that He would give Himself for us. And by our own logic, that's crazy. That's foolishness. For someone that has ridiculed you, broken your promises that have been made to you, for someone that has fallen away so far from you, would you die for them? Would you give yourself for them? Our logic says no. God's logic says yes. God's logic says, I love this so much that I will enter into it. I will show them what love is. So that maybe, just maybe, if they take up the invitation, they can show others in this broken and hurting world that they are loved, cherished, and appreciated, not only by their fellow human beings, but by their Creator. That's what Jesus did for us. This Lenten season, as we move towards the celebration of Easter, we need to remember very intentionally God's love for us is so amazing. We can do amazing things with that love. If we will only accept that love, take that love, and pass it forward. God's not asking us to be perfect. God knows that we're going to fail. Do you know how many rules there are in the Bible? It's not just the Big Ten list, okay? When you go through all of those, don't do this, do this, put this here, do that. Do you know how many there are? 969. I had bacon this morning. I already blew up like three of those, okay? We're going to fall short of God's command, of the way God tells us we ought to live. But you know what? We can keep coming back to the wellspring of life. We can keep coming back to Jesus, who can point us on that right pathway. And if we do that, if we can just try to do that, then not only can we make this world a little better, maybe, just maybe, we can show back to the world a little of that love and impact one life at a time by letting them know that they, like you, are God's Oreo. Can we do that? Let's try. Amen.